And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks. And Dr. Placetka, as always, thanks for joining us. How are we doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
Doing pretty good as we welcome our listeners to another segment. Today, we're going to be kind of coming back around to a topic we did cover several months ago, at least maybe not exactly with the same points here. We want to hit it from maybe a new angle or two. Bullying in the workplace. And it's something that maybe is either more not so much prevalent these days, but it's the awareness of it. Maybe some of the things that we're doing to try to prevent it is a little bit more prominent than in years past. Would that be accurate?
Well, I think the need to prevent it is definitely there. There's a push by a lot of places to either economize, cut costs, get rid of higher paying employees, or just new management without the quite possibly the maturity of experience to be able to facilitate a change without doing it in an unkind way.
Sure.
And, some of the things I didn't mention, I described bullying in the earlier sessions and talked about it in general, but I kind of want to give our listeners a little bit of background because I'm also offering presentation seminars and workshops now on workplace bullying because I'm getting lots of calls of people who are traumatized by what's going on at work. They really feel like they're stuck. They've got no place to go. And so I wanted listeners to know that, This is my background in it, that I did a doctoral dissertation specifically on adult bullying against adults in the workplace. I'm a member of the International Association of Workplace Bullying and Harassment, and I've attended some of their seminars in summer schools. I sponsored a workplace bullying university at my office in 2006. Now, sponsored means I was a student, but gave them the space and that kind of thing. And most importantly, and this is the part that I think really makes me not solo, but unique in this, is that I was a target. It was an awful, awful experience. I cried on the way to work. There was nothing I could do. I was stuck. So, it affects everything. It affects your health. It affects your family members. It affects your career path. And now that it's over, I'm glad I had the experience. It opened my eyes, and I can help people. But it was not fun when it was going on. So what I started to do, because I was working on a dissertation at that time, is I thought, okay, here's the topic. And as I was studying, I realized that often two things happen to people. They either study it, research it, or often they quit, get fired, and sometimes they even get sick. Some people die. I mean, this is, for some people, well, it's always huge. But what I know is I can describe it. I did not believe it when people described it to me till I experienced it. I know what it feels like, how it affects us, and more importantly, how to avoid and survive.
Yeah, and we've talked a little bit about this before and how you don't really expect it in the workplace. And you would assume or hope that people are more mature and a little bit kinder and just an atmosphere that's not going to be conducive to this type of behavior. Now, of course, there are some jobs where I guess you could say, yeah, maybe in these circumstances you could expect some kind of bullying of some sort, but we always bring it back to where it's you associate it with kids in the schoolyard and the playground and that kind of stuff, not adults, responsible adults in their 30s, 40s and older just targeting people this way. It's really a shock, and hopefully we can get some people thinking about it and some helpful advice here. So you mentioned how to survive. That's one of the main things you want to focus on. What are some of the other points we want to hit on this topic to help our listeners?
Well, I think you're going to start recognizing it when people are a little less respectful. And I don't mean like saying that the person is a wonderful person, but like good morning or including them in meetings or in information. Often there's a solution before the problem has been defined. So it's been decided that something is going to happen rather than taking a problem-solving stance, which we know is we can figure things out. Yeah. We can make some changes. And I see a lot of organizations or individuals who are in administrative or managerial positions not following procedures and guidelines. There'll be a handbook that says, this is how we handle it. And then they do something different. So, you're really caught between a rock and a hard place. You have no authority to demand it often. So, you know, I really want to make sure that people know that it's real. This is not a figment of someone's imagination. It's devastating to the individuals, the coworkers who see it, because many of them have said to me, I see it, but I don't want it happening to me, so yeah. I'm stepping back. And to the workplace itself and to the customers that they're served. But it is preventable and treatable. But it's really important, if you're a victim or a target of workplace bullying, to be really careful who you pick as a therapist. Because if you don't know about workplace bullying, you try to fix the target rather than develop some resiliency and some strategies to put up some boundaries. So the reason I bring this up is I'm going to go to a reunion of the Workplace Bullying University the end of the month. I get to get to review some research, meet new people, see what's going on in the area. So I'm really taking an active role in this, reaching out to people. And I really want people, if they need the help, to contact me at our website through the safeharboril.com.
Yeah, and there's all kinds of resources there as well for additional help and information if you'd like. That's all the time we have for today's show, as we thank you for joining us for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. And again, that website is safeharboril.com. We'll talk to you again next Monday.